you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 20, which we have been studying for quite some time now. Will you notice with us the paragraph which begins with verse 11? Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We'll stop our reading right there for the moment. We would like for you to keep in mind that the events at which we are looking will take place according to God's program at a date that is already set. It is important for us to notice what the date of this passage of Scripture is if we are properly to understand it, because this is the last of eight judgments which are described in the Word of God. There is so much confusion in the minds of many people about this particular judgment, and some of that confusion could be dissolved if we keep in mind where it occurs chronologically in God's program. As we come to this point in the book of the Revelation, the Lord Jesus Christ has returned to the earth, the millennial reign of Christ has been completed, the devil has been loosed for a little season, and has gone up the breadth of the earth for the purpose of leading an army against Jesus Christ. He has been defeated and annihilated and cast into the lake of fire. Nothing yet remains then except the judgment of that great day. That day, the Word of God speaks about, when Paul said in his letter to the Hebrews, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. It is that day that Dr. Luke had in mind when he said in the Acts of the Apostles that God has appointed a day in which he is going to judge the world, whereof he has given us assurances in that he has raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. It is that day that Paul had in mind when he wrote to the Romans in chapter 8, verse 1, and said, there is therefore now no condemnation, no judgment day to them which are in Christ Jesus. This is the final and last great judgment that poets have written about, painters have painted, and songwriters have sung about. It is a pivotal day in the history of all mankind. It would behoove us to understand exactly what transpires here. The first thing we are going to call to your attention is that which is found in the very first statement in verse 11, where John said, I saw a great white throne. A number of thrones are mentioned in the Bible, and it is important for us to notice what throne it is talking about when the Scripture speaks about a throne. Isaiah saw the Lord of glory, high and lifted up on a throne. Ezekiel saw the Lord on that same throne, set up on a pavement of fire. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, he is going to sit upon the throne of his glory. When we looked at chapter 5 of the book of the Revelation, we saw a throne set. We saw a rainbow round about the throne. Today, in the age in which we live, we are encouraged to come to the throne of grace, that we may find grace and mercy to help us in our time of need. But here we are told to look at a great white throne. This is the only place in which it is so described. The question which comes to our minds is, why is it referred to as a great white throne? I think the answer can be found if you will keep in mind that our God is a consuming fire, and when men are spoken of as standing before God in judgment, it is spoken of in terms of fire and in terms of the white light of the holiness of God. That is the reason why the Word of God says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We know that the throne of grace is in heaven. We know that the throne of glory is upon the earth. We are interested in knowing where this particular throne is located. Is it in heaven, or is it on the earth, or where is it? The answer will be found, I think, in the last part of verse 11. We read again, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. If you will glance at verse 1 of chapter 21, you will read, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. We would like to suggest to you that when the great white throne is set, there will be no heaven, and there will be no earth as we know it now. For the first heaven, that is the present heaven, and the first earth, this present earth, most certainly will be dissolved and made to disappear. Therefore, this great white throne could not be in heaven, and it could not be on the earth. It is not stated where it is in terms that we can understand. Some people may not realize that the Bible says that this present earth will be destroyed and will pass away. It's important for you to know that if you are going to understand this particular passage of Scripture. So it might be wise for you to notice a few passages of Scripture in which this truth is presented. Turn with me first, please, to the second epistle of Peter, chapter 3. We read from verse 7, The heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved under fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Now notice, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now turn with me, please, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 10, and notice how the author of the Hebrews describes the same event in slightly different language. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundations of the earth. The heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. You will notice how he describes the dissolution of the earth, as an individual might take an old garment that is worn and faded and of no more use, and fold it up and lay it aside, so someday God is going to fold up the heavens and dissolve the earth and lay it aside in preparation for creating a new heavens and a new earth. You'll notice in this portion of the book of Hebrews that the Lord Jesus Christ remains the same. He cannot change. We emphasize that because though the heavens and the earth are going to be dissolved, we want you to keep in mind that it is the atmospheric heavens and the earth which is before us, which are described in this passage of Scripture. The place where God's throne is at the present time will not be bothered by all of this. There is a great white throne not related to the present heaven and the present earth. The reason we want you to see that is that we want you to see that it is yet future. It must not be confused with the judgment described in Matthew chapter 25, which occurs on this earth and not in heaven. It must not be confused with the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, which occurred on this earth when the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from between the earth and the heaven on the cross. This is an event which is going to occur in the future and which is not going to occur on this earth in any fashion that could be related to any event that has yet transpired. Let us look again at verse 11 as we endeavor to learn what is in this particular paragraph. John said, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Who is it that sits upon the great white throne? If we look at verse 12, we read, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. So we know that it is God who sits on the throne. But we are interested in knowing what member of the Godhead, what person of the Godhead sits upon the great white throne. If we had time to turn to chapter 5 of the Gospel of John, verse 24, we would see that it is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ who sits upon the throne. For John 5:24 tells us that all judgment is committed under the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ, then, is the one who sits upon the throne. We would like to emphasize that, because you will notice that the countenance of the one that sits upon the great white throne is so terrible that the heaven and the earth flee away from his presence. They cannot stay with any sense of comfort and look into the face of him who sits upon the throne. We would remind you of that, because there is a spineless sort of teaching gripping our world today that God is all love, and there is no such thing as judgment, and there is no such thing as the penalty for sin. We would remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is portrayed in the Gospels as the compassionate Christ, who could not attend a funeral without breaking it up, who could not enter a sick room without bringing health and happiness, will someday sit upon this great white throne, not as Savior, physician, but as judge, with countenance so terrible that all the heaven and the earth shall want to flee away from him. We're going to have to stop our reading there and our meditation because our time is gone. May God bless each one of you today.